From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. Pleasure to have Angelique Torr. She's the principal of the Legacy Academy High School. And the vice principal, Brian Joyce, is also in studio. He also coaches a little bit. And we're talking about Legacy Academy. And I'm going to start with Angelique. Angelique, what's your primary concern about what's going on in public education? And maybe you can say what's different about private education at Legacy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say, especially from what we hear from parents, you know, we have a lot of transfer students from public education, and we have a lot of students coming from APS that are a bit behind. Mm. And, you know, even simply from COVID loss, they were already a little bit behind, but the being online with during those COVID years really set students back. So that's a concern for parents. And then really a lot of what we hear is the moral decay that students are finding with their peers and even sometimes within their classes, you know, subjected to content that their families feel is inappropriate and just everything that's going on around them. I think people really are in search of a better environment all around, academically, socially, for their...
And I'm going to send this to you, mm-hmm. but recently did an interview with the Andrade family, Mr. and Mrs. They've done some research on books in the Albuquerque public schools, just as an example. And this is, I'm not, you know, I went to APS. Mm-hmm. I think I turned out okay. Not perfect, but... I made it through, Lord willing. But there's things going on in the public schools that a lot of people are concerned about. For example, they've written a compilation booklet called A Parent's Guide to 125 Explicit Books Used in the Albuquerque Public Schools. And I'm yes. talking all the way from elementary through high school.
Yes.
And in fact, Representative Rebecca Dow, there was the Librarian Protection Act. I know the name changed toward the end of the session, this recently completed legislative session. And Rebecca Dow went ahead and printed up 110 copies of this book, mm-hmm. gave it to all the representatives and the senators. And she said, look, here's what I'm going to do. If you don't bring this to the floor during my time to speak, I'm going to read some of the explicit excerpts from this mm-hmm. book. Well, the leadership said, we'll kill the bill right now. We don't want you to do that. Well, if they're so embarrassed
right.
about these books, then certainly I don't think it's rocket science. Why are those books, they don't have an educational purpose.
No, it's indefensible. It really is. And this isn't just coming from a Christian school administrator, but as a parent and a lot of the parents that we hear when they come and are trying to get into our school, there's no reason for it. There's no, like you said, there's no educational purpose. I think that there is an agenda there to expose students to things that they wouldn't necessarily otherwise be exposed to. You know, I mean, parents are really concerned that their elementary age students are being exposed to stories, books, et cetera, with sex, period. Whether yeah. it's, but also on top of that, it's, you know, they're being exposed to homosexual sex. And I hate to get explicit, but these parents come desperate. Mm. Because they are just beside themselves and they don't know what to do.
You know, I think it's accurate to say that there's every kind of sex ever imagined in books.
Yes.
And somehow someone has bought those in the public school setting. Mm-hmm. This is also happening in Las Cruces.
Right.
Now, I think it's probably happening in public education throughout the state, but I know it's happening in Las Cruces because a woman down there has already done the same research and she wrote a book, compiled a book, which is basically quotes and... you know, copies mm-hmm. of actual explicit content, including not photos, but illustrations mm-hmm. which, yes. you know, I'm embarrassed to look at.
Yes.
And so I can't imagine how a fourth grader or a seventh grader that's, you know, they say that women or girls are maturing a little bit faster. Well, if you're a girl and you're trying to, you know, figure out your sexuality and where you, where God wants you and how you want you, and you're getting all these contrary messages. So it really comes down to parents being able to protect their children. And is that something you confidently say is happening at Legacy Academy?
Absolutely.
I love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything that we use to educate our students goes through, I mean, even down to, you know, when we have Christmas parties in our classrooms, you know, and we show movies, we make sure that everything is pre-screened first and that parents don't have to worry about what their students absolutely with our curriculum, but even in those little moments of, you know, a cartoon or something that sometimes inappropriate content gets slipped into. We know as parents, sometimes we're shocked by the things we see on children's programming.
Sure.
Like, oh, wow, how did that get in there? And so we're very cautious. We treat these children like they're our own. And we want to protect them from the same things that their parents want to protect them from.
I love that. Well, you've brought your vice principal, Brian Joyce. A lot of people may remember Brian. He was an athlete here in New Mexico, state championship at La Cueva High School.
Yes, sir.
In basketball. Not very many people have those blue trophies.
Correct.
And I will say this, Angelique, kind of proud of your athletic endeavors at Legacy Academy, winning some state championships. Can we expect those to come along as we watch basketball from this point forward?
Well, I'll tell you, our leadership at the school is really committed to athletics, their investment in it. And so that trickles down. There's an expectation, and that's great, because sometimes even in college, you can be places and not have leadership on board in that way. And I like that we're trying to do it the right way. And right now we've had, I think, 3 state championships. And last year we won the Director's Cup in 1A. And we move up this year to 2A. So there's a commitment there. There's an expectation. And then I think we have a lot of quality coaches.
And this is not a question for just Brian. This is Angelique, too. Tell me what the role is of athletics and education.
You know, we believe that everything that we do, there's a purpose behind everything that we do at Legacy Academy, whether it's the actual curriculum or athletics or fine arts. And athletics is so incredibly important for so many reasons. Obviously, it teaches them the sports, but beyond that, the aspects of endurance and perseverance and teamwork and stick-to-itiveness and, you know, all of the things that go along with when you're serious about athletics, which it's not an option when you're on a team at Legacy Academy. If you're part of the team, you're part of the team. If you are in that sport, you're in it. And there's no room for, you know, complacency or half-heartedness. And our coaches are great about just putting their heart and soul into coaching our kids and expecting the same from the kids. So the things that it teaches them about life in general and who they are and being able to persevere and really putting their all into everything that they do, I think are just those big lessons that they get from athletics and are really important to all of us at Legacy Academy.
So, Brian, give us an example here. You've been a team player, been a basketball player at a very high level, played in college. So now you're the vice principal of Legacy Academy High School. What's your role as the VP?
I bridge the gap from academics to athletics. Ms. Torres and I, you know, have a similar belief system in terms of the importance of athletics and it being the front porch of the school oftentimes. And I share with our team, and I know the other coaches do, that how we approach a game, how we play in a game, how we act in a game is a witness. So every time we're on the court, we're telling a story to somebody about us and what we're about.
Okay, now I got to tell you, I got to go back to you playing. And I don't know where you were faith-wise when you were a high school kid. Well, but I just remember Brian Joyce. Brian Joyce will knock you into the pads at the end of underneath the basket, get the ball, and go down and score on you before you can get up off the floor. Is that an unloving thing to do?
No, we want to be competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, the scripture even relates to athletics, and it shows illustrations about pursuing a prize, training. And I think that it all goes together. And again, our leadership, Ms. Torres is not soft by any means. I'm not. Our leadership's not like that. We're really competitive. And it's a reflection of who you are as you compete.
As I observe, I'm going to use the word excellence. You guys pursue excellence.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Angelique, I want you to explain to people, you know, so there's some that'll say, oh, Christian Smishian. What is a Christian school? I'm compromising science and technology and engineering and math. But that's not really true at Legacy Academy, is it?
No, absolutely not. You know, we have stellar academics. Several of our graduates, I mean, we have alumni that are majoring in mechanical engineering, biomedical engineering, computer science, accounting, criminology, film, education. We have students that have already gone into careers in real estate, in church ministry. So we just have a great variety. You know, students come out of our school with really leaning into their passion and well-prepared for whatever that passion
is. What's the most common question you both get from parents about various things at the school?
I would say a lot of people have questions about whether we're accredited or not, which we obviously are. And then a lot of people want to know, in terms of academics, what our curriculum is like. And so we use the Bob Jones University Press for the most part. A curriculum is a lot more than just the textbooks you use, but that's usually what parents are referring to when they ask about curriculum. So it's our primary textbook that we use, are resources from Bob Jones University, and they are they're really great. And one thing that's nice about them is they take standards from all over the United States and really use the top standards from all the research that they do across the country, and those are the standards that they use in their curriculum. So we're not just using New Mexico standards, because we all know New Mexico's education system is not at the top.
So. Well, and you know the facts. I mean, I'm just going to mention one source. Kids Count comes out every year, and they measure fourth grade reading and eighth grade math scores are the two primary things. And we are dead last in education in the country.
Right.
We used to be neck and neck with Mississippi. but I was told by Paul Gessing, who's president of the Rio Grande Foundation, they're a think tank.
Yes.
Paul's a Catholic Christian man, very, very devoted to making our state better. Love him. He's amazing. But he shared with me that Mississippi actually went and got some standards, they kind of revised their whole education system based on what they do in Florida. And they've moved up the ladder a good 10 or 12 points.
They left us in the dust.
And they're not stopping. I mean, they're continuing to go. And that's what I always wonder is, why don't we in New Mexico go find out who's doing the best job with the homeless population? Who's doing the best job with crime? Who's doing the best job with education? Now, in education, we have schools like Legacy Academy, even though you're a private Christian university. And I do get that public schools can't, you know, have – well, they think they can't have Christian ideals. But the truth is that anything good is Christian, even if you didn't take it from the Bible,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, truth is truth.
Yes.
And what's funny to me, though, is that they even have the public schools here, and it sounds like I'm picking on them, which I kind of am, because I'm a product of them. So I feel like I have some rights in that area. I can just say what the facts are, because I think they can do better. Mm-hmm. What bothers me is that they have charter schools.
right,
that have way higher academic accomplishments and standards than the standard schools. Why not go take those ideas, right? Mm-hmm. But you guys have gone, obviously, the step further. You have a shared faith. We, you know, here at KLYT share that faith as well. We're very excited to see the growth. And you have had a lot of growth, haven't you?
We have. Yeah.
Where are kids coming from? In the old days, we used to go to the school that was, you know, within a couple blocks of our house. Mm-hmm. That's no longer the case, is it?
No. I mean, we have kids coming from all over. We have kids coming from other school districts within Albuquerque. We have kids coming from Rio Rancho, the East Mountains, Los Lunas. I mean, really kind of all the surrounding areas. We have students coming to our school.
And we offer shuttle services to different locations as well.
Oh, nice. And all of this, if people want to inquire about Legacy Academy, mm-hmm. how do they do that?
So they can go to legacyacademynm.com.
Okay.
And we have a ton of information about our school and how to apply and just everything you can imagine, our athletics, our curriculum, our spiritual life. There's
and you also have people available that if a parent wants to come down and check it out?
Yeah, we do tours all the time. So if a parent wants to call the school and schedule a tour, we're always doing tours. And then we have open houses a couple times a year. And we put those dates when they're set on the website as well. So they can check the website for those. We'll have another one coming up. Can't remember the day, but in mid-May.
Can people apply right now?
Absolutely.
For admission? They can? Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. So you want to go to legacyacademy.com?
Legacy Academy NM.
NM. Legacyacademynm.com.
Yes.
I know you can also access it from the church website, legacychurch.com/academy. Mm-hmm. So legacyacademynm.com. We're with Brian Joyce. He is coaching basketball and the vice principal at Legacy Academy High School, along with their principal, Angelique Torres. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. We are back on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. I'm joined in studio by Legacy Academy High School Principal Angelique Torres and Brian Joyce, the Vice Principal and Basketball Coach for the boys. I'm just glad I've known Brian actually longer than Angelique, but Angelique, I've appreciated communicating with you over the last couple of years because we've been visiting about this. I think first time I met you, you came over here with a team. Pastor Daniel McCabe came with you. And
right.
I've just really appreciated the ministry and what's going on and how the school, I do want to emphasize, this is kind of like our radio station. This is on the campus of Calvary Church, but this is not a Calvary thing. This is for all of the evangelical churches and anybody that wants to talk about Jesus. And that's really what Legacy Academy is. You're training up people. You mentioned some people are being pastors and doing other things, and they're going throughout the world, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a discipleship school, and so our mission is to help our students really just deepen their faith and mature in their faith so that they're ready for adulthood, and man, they are.
Now, how have you been celebrating your 20th anniversary?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So on May 9th, we're having a big celebration at the church, and there will be worship, there will be a message, there will be games and food and all sorts of things for kiddos and families. So,
well, and you told me during the break you're expanding. Brian was kind of, and I want you to kind of share with your tour, because you bought a building across just south of Legacy Church, Central and Coors.
Yes.
And you bought, what that was like a phone company building?
It was the Verizon.
Oh, the Verizon. Yeah. And it's just massive, but you're moving and expanding your elementary and middle school programs.
Yes. So we will be doubling the capacity of our elementary and middle school and moving them over to that building. It's under construction right now.
Yeah.
But it's very exciting.
Well, and did you sell this guy sitting next to you on the fact that you're building four basketball courts in there?
Right. Yes. We didn't have to sell. He was pretty excited about that.
What's the plan for that? How can that be used to reach the community, Brian?
To to be able to run camp, volleyball camps, basketball camps, tournaments, because, you know, there's a shortage of access to facilities in APS, or they charge an inordinate amount for them. And so I think it'll give us a chance to have that many courts in proximity to our other court. You just don't have anywhere in the city where you can do that.
Yeah, and Legacy Academy High School is just kind of, if you continue, what road is it on?
Los Volcanes.
And so Los Volcanes kind of curves up into Central, right? Or is it a block or so away? I know it's not very far away from the main campus.
Right. It's 2 blocks from Central, from the main campus.
Okay. Yeah. So everything's kind of a, and again, you have students coming from all over Albuquerque, south of Albuquerque, north of Albuquerque, et cetera.
Yeah.
Brian mentioned that there's some shuttle services and things going on. Angelique, what's been the most challenging aspect of completing your mission in the lives of students? What's the most challenging thing you see about being an educator?
I think today, when it comes to being a Christian educator, one of the most challenging things is counteracting the culture right now. There's just, you know, there is a spiritual battle going on in so many ways, and everything that students are exposed to from such a young age, and even in things that are seemingly sort of innocent, whether it's social media or television or friends, there's a lot going on. And so really sort of counteracting that as we disciple them and teach them what it means to be a true believer and how to truly live your life for Christ, we have to sort of, you know, undo a lot of what the culture does, despite, you know, as wonderful as our families are, our parents are at the school, it gets in there. Especially if they're coming from a public school. So.
I can't help but not ask you about handheld devices. How do you guys treat those at Legacy Academy?
We don't allow them. We don't allow them.
So you go to school, you got to shut your phone off.
Yeah. So students aren't allowed to have their phones anywhere visible on them. If we see a phone, the phone is taken. So they can certainly have a phone with them, right, to get a hold of their parents after school, that sort of thing. But phones are not to be out at all during the school day.
Yeah. Have you seen some positive from that rule?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think it's we have a lot of parents, even when we're interviewing families to get into the school, ask about cell phones and breathe a pretty heavy sigh of relief when we tell them that we don't allow them. Because a lot of schools, you know, obviously it's a big problem. So
I find it interesting that people are more likely, and I'm talking mainly about people that don't share our faith right now, they're more willing to take what Google says than what the Word of God says.
Right.
Brian, has that been an experience that you've had with athletes? I know you develop a relationship with them. Do they come to you and say, hey, coach, what do you really think about this? And you get a chance to share with them?
I think my relationship with them is a little bit different than just a coach relationship, because I also help with discipline, help with behavior. So I had a lot of interaction with them outside of basketball. And so through those experiences, that's where we're able to share, you know, some stories. And what I try to do is I try to help them understand, coming from a background in college, I saw the end result of parenting. Mm. So we're coaching these kids. They've already gone through it. So I got a ton of experience with that end result. And that's what I try to talk to them about, talk to their parents about, that you can see a difference in kids who come from a strong faith foundation compared to ones who don't. And you know, being at a school where we teach from a biblical worldview on everything, but these kids may not be going to a Christian college. They may be going to, and, you know, I was at Liberty University, so I saw that byproduct too of a lot of those kids coming through, you know, with the founding foundation and faith.
Well, I think that there's a lot of people that they'll go to private school. There's a cost to going to a private school. We might talk about that a little bit in our next segment. But people make sacrifices. And then what I'm hearing from a lot of people is they're doing their undergraduate work in New Mexico. They're going to New Mexico State, or they're going to the University of New Mexico or Highlands or one of the other schools, Eastern and Western. And they're getting their undergraduate degree. And then they're kind of picking a college to do graduate work. And the reason they do that is because the people that are doing their undergraduate work, the state of New Mexico is basically paying their tuition.
Right.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a good deal. But Angelique, do you think your students are prepared how to deal? Because they're going to be introduced to a culture when they go to college.
Yeah.
The culture at UNM is not the culture that you find at Liberty University. I know because I went there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that question. You know, we have our students, our graduates go all sorts of places. We have students at Liberty. We have students at Grand Canyon. We have students at other Christian colleges. But we also obviously have students at UNM because, like you said, free tuition is free tuition, right? But one of the things I think most proud of is how well our students are doing in college, not just academically, which they are doing fantastic. We have students in college right now who are, you know, set to graduate summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and they're just excelling and doing great. But also, they're doing great spiritually. You know, in a time where, you know, up to 80% of Christian kids, when they go to college, are coming out of college with no faith, losing their faith in college. And so I think one of the things that is so amazing, and it's just all God, is that our students are thriving spiritually in college, whether they're at a Christian university or at a secular university like UNM. You know, we have students who are at UNM and they're starting Bible studies on campus, or they're organizing worship nights and inviting people from school, or, you know, students who are out, you know, for fun on the weekends, witnessing to people. And it's just amazing what God continues to do in our graduates' lives when so many Christian kids start to fall away. Ours seem to be just thriving.
They're thriving. Mm-hmm. Last time you were on the air with us, you brought Brian Paolini,
yes,
the middle school principal, mm-hmm. and he was talking about establishing lifelong, your students at Legacy Academy mm-hmm. as lifelong learners. That really starts in elementary school. How does that happen?
So it doesn't just happen. I mean, I think it would, because children want to learn. Children love to learn. And I think a lot of schools sort of can crush students' spirits if they're not careful, depending on what the learning environment is like. So we want to make sure that learning is challenging and fun and loving. And so everything that we do begins with prayer, first and foremost, and is from a biblical worldview. And you know, we really try to nurture the students in a holistic way. And so we're nurturing them academically and spiritually and socially. And so they're happy to be there. Mm. And I think that really is the key, is keeping them happy to be there. And that doesn't mean you lower standards. It just means that everything is a component, and you really don't let the spiritual part, the social part, the discipleship part, you don't let any of it go. It's all important.
I love it. We're going to take another break and say thanks to our sponsors. You're listening to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you. Legacy Academy High School Principal Angelique Torres and their Vice Principal Brian Joyce in studio with us. We'll have them till 2 o'clock. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're a little bit more than halfway through. We're with Legacy Academy High School Principal Angelique Torres and her Vice Principal Brian Joyce. They both have to wear many hats. Brian wears a hat where he oversees some of the sports and does some of the discipline and things. Angelique, you're kind of responsible for steering the boat.
Yep.
And you guys have to be ready. I'm interested to see how many phone calls you get, because usually when you're on the radio and way away from the school, fires develop. Yeah. But it's actually been pretty peaceful today.
It has. The building is still standing. There hasn't been any blood that I have been informed of.
So. I love that. Tell me some of the highlights this year.
Certainly sports, there's lots of highlights. I'll let Mr. Joyce talk about that, but I think our athletic program is just getting better every year, and it's expanding all the time, and so we're really proud of that. We have an orchestra this year. We have lots of events that the students get really excited about and involved in and love. We have clubs. We have all sorts of activities for the students, so that, again, kind of going back to that lifelong learning and the love of learning, we really try to incorporate ways for the students to develop wonderful memories of school. And that includes a lot of different things.
I don't know why I thought of this, but tell me how you deal with people that are musically inclined or fine arts inclined.
Yeah. So we really think that, you know, everything is important, not just academics, but again, athletics and fine arts. We really have a duty to excel in every talent and skill that the Lord has given us, because we don't know how He's going to use it, but we know that He is, whether that's in church or mission work or, you know, in anything else throughout our lives. So it's really important to us that we are able to help students enrich themselves in those ways. So we have, like I said, we have an orchestra this year. So we also have private lessons and group lessons for things like guitar and violin and cello and voice.
You've turned out a few worship leaders.
Yes.
I know some of them.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, frankly, Legacy Church has got some of the best worship right. I've ever
and
seen.
And we benefit from that at the school.
It's amazing. Well.
Yeah. And yeah. We also have chapel. That's one of the best things that we have is chapel and chapel band. Those kids get to prepare.
Now, are the elementary school and middle school students involved in that kind of thing?
So they also, there's an elementary chapel. Mm. And so middle school is involved in the high school chapel as well. But Elementary has their own chapel. And they also have, you know, the older students in elementary help to lead chapel at the elementary campus, just like the high schoolers lead chapel at the high school, middle school campus. So it's really great. We're really, you know, part of the purpose of chapel and the chapel band class that Mr. Joyce mentioned is preparing students to be active, vibrant members of their churches and to serve in their church. And an incredibly high amount of our students do serve in church. And so, like Mr. Joyce was saying, you know, our chapel band class, we have so many students who were in that class doing vocals and instruments and lots of other things that are now at church singing on stage in the main service and playing instruments on stage. And so it's amazing to see how many of our graduates just continue that active heart of service in church.
I know both of you can recognize talent, athletic talent, academic talent, but talent is different than your spiritual gift. Mm-hmm. Do you see spiritual gifts in kids at a pretty young age?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, the way we do things really lends itself to being able to see those things in students, because we are Christ-centered, because everything is through a biblical worldview. We are really able to see what gifts students have and kind of prioritize those and encourage those in each individual student. And it's really wonderful to see. And parents just are so happy with, because they see those things. And it's really, I think, a blessing to them too, when they know that their child's school teachers and administration also see those things that they see in their students. It's pretty wonderful.
And I'm not musically inclined like Miss Torres. She actually sings, and her kids are playing instruments and singing and stuff like that. But from my perspective, not being gifted in that area, it's really impressive.
Oh, yeah. I feel exactly the same way. I'm rhythmically challenged myself. So when I see somebody that can really lead in worship or somebody that has those gifts and those talents,
well, it's really cool to see them start out nervous and go through the process of failing and get back up, fail, get back up. And next thing you know, they're working together and you're seeing those kids do what they do. Or one of the coolest things I think that happens at our chapel is we have a prayer time, and when we're calling them out to give prayer, the students, the things that come out of their mouth articulating who God is, who needs prayer, why they need prayer, and I just hear them being so articulate. It's really impressive.
You know, I have in my mind, and maybe Angelique, you could talk to this. When I was coming up, when I was in second grade, I was taller than all the sixth graders, and they used to beat me up. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And I had people that would look at me and go, "Well, you're bigger than them." Yeah, but I'm 7 or I'm 8. You know, I mean, I think that now. I didn't think that then. I just was embarrassed. Mm-hmm. But you're really talking about kids that are aware of God's calling on their life. Mm-hmm. They know that if they pray for someone, they can see God move. So there seems like there's a different attitude at Legacy Academy.
Yeah, I really feel like there is. You know, it's an incredibly welcoming student body. When, you know, we have transfer students all the time, and it's really beautiful to see how the rest of the student body welcomes them in. And, you know, I think our students are aware that everyone is created by God for a purpose. And we all believe that. And so it's everyone is welcome, and it's such a tight-knit little community that, you know, we really don't have a lot of issues like that. And if an issue like that were to start to arise, it's taken care of pretty quickly. So, you know, a lot of what we do in terms of discipline is really, there's a lot of spiritual counseling that goes along with discipline. It's never just discipline. We correct spiritually. And so the students really benefit from that. And it's not just about rules. It's about the relationship. And we're still able to have relationships with all of our students. And, you know, we know them by name, and we deal with them as individuals.
So let's say I'm a parent listening right now. I'm interested in Legacy Academy. The Silverbacks, by the way, which is this massive gorilla with a silver stripe down the back, kind of scary.
Yes.
But I love the logos. I mean, you guys are mean in business. Yeah, you're mean in business when you get out there.
Right.
Reminds me of Brian Joyce playing defense back in the day. So if I go to the website, I see there's home, about, academics, athletics, student life, enrollment resources, and then there's a big blue button on the right side called enroll.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's interested, where should they go on the website?
That big blue button.
That big blue button. Okay.
Yes, if they are ready to start the process, that would be the button for them. Yes. If they want to find out more, then the website is just bursting with information about a lot of what we do and who we are. So that's a great place to start. But yes, if they're ready to start the application process, enroll.
And there are, I mean, there's new students apply here, big blue button, returning students re-enroll here.
Yes.
And then as you have questions, you can call 505-831-0135.
Yes.
And Brian has to work 24 hours a day answering that phone, right?
Yes, he's very busy.
Everybody has my cell phone.
That's funny. Well, I just know what it's like to be a servant, and both of you are constantly making yourself available. But they're also, you know, you have your own families and things. So I'm hoping people will, you know, respect that and call during appropriate hours and, you know, really do a little research so that you have all your questions at the same time. You've already offered to do tours and things of the school. And this is from elementary school, K. It starts with K?
Pre-K.
Pre-K. Oh, so that, what's that, 4 years old?
Starts at three.
Oh, at three. Mm-hmm. So you can go from pre-K, three-year-old, all the way through high school, all at one school.
Yes.
And I'll conclude this segment asking you, Angelique, have you had a lot of students in touch with you that have been involved in your community and they've called you back and said, we really enjoyed our experience?
Yeah, we have. It's good. You know, we actually have students who have graduated who, let's see, gosh, just a couple of weeks ago, I had a student who's at UNM and, you know, he was in my office to say hello and then told me about an idea he had to have sort of a young adult worship, community worship night. And so we kind of got together and figured out how he could do that. And he used the school campus and invited people from UNM. And so we certainly, I think, have great relationships with our students. And they, you know, like I said, they're happy to be there. And so they continue, you know, to whatever they're doing in college and beyond to reach out. And, you know, if they need help with something or they have an idea for something, or we still have relationships with them, which is really fantastic.
I love that. We're with Brian Joyce and Angelique Torres. They are both VP and head principal at Legacy Academy High School. They also have an elementary school and a middle school, and we're talking about all of that. When we come back, though, I'm gonna ask you guys to talk to us a little bit about students that might be experiencing academic challenges. Maybe they're weak in one area, and what resources are available at Legacy Academy for them? Because I think all of us want our kids to have, like me, I really struggled doing algebra and calculus. Had some great tutors, and that's really what helped me. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Thank you to Tayshawn. He's engineering our program today. We appreciate his work very much. And Tayshawn, I've registered this with you a few times, but we got to get back to some more exciting intro music for this show, man. I'm going to sleep when I hear that music. You guys are with me too. I know that.
I'm staying out of it.
Ah, Angelique's going to be neutral on that one. Talk to us a little bit about students there, maybe at another school, it could be public or private. They might be having some struggles. Do you have some specific things, Angelique, that you can do to help students?
Mm-hmm. So for students who are applying, if they get close to our cutoff when they test for the school, but they just don't quite make it, we have an academic support specialist who can help over the summer get them to where they need to be. And then once students who are in the school, and we have, you know, for elementary, we have the teachers do tutoring. We also have a couple of programs that are new to the elementary this year, Lexia and Dreambox, which are sort of technology-based aids for students who are struggling in reading and math. And then once you get to the upper levels, again, we still have teacher tutoring available. But in the high school, for example, we have something called the Silverback Track, which is our National Honor Society has a program for incoming freshman students where they mentor them in things like study skills and.
Oh, cool. So the students are actually mentoring the younger students.
Yes.
I love that.
And how to be successful in high school. And it's all year long. And then the National Honor Society also offers tutoring at different times of the year. And again, we have teachers every day after school offering tutoring in their individual subjects. So there's lots of ways to get help if a student is struggling.
Well, I've asked you already why sports you feel is part of the education, and kind of I felt it was used as a lever in a positive way to motivate me in the classroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, my entire
Absolutely.
Life. So Angelique, when can young people start being involved in sports at Legacy Academy?
So we have, even as young as elementary, we have a little after-school jujitsu group. And then we're looking at expanding elementary to having a sports program in the future. Middle school, though, as young as fifth grade, so that technically is upper elementary. We have flag football, volleyball, cross country, cheerleading, basketball, track and field, all of that for middle schoolers and as young as fifth grade.
How about high school, Brian?
High school programs that we have, and almost every one of these is qualified for state, and football, cheerleading, cross country, volleyball, boys and girls basketball, wrestling, powerlifting, boys, they just won state. Powerlifting girls, they won state last year. And we have track and field for boys and girls. Our girls won state last year. And then we also have golf.
Oh, nice.
We've had a lot of success. And like I mentioned earlier, we won the Director's Cup 1A last year.
And the Director's Cup is awarded by the New Mexico Activities Association for the school that's had the most comprehensive wins in
success
in athletics.
And usually schools our size won't offer this many sports, and so it's a pretty unique situation. And for us to win a Director's Cup when the school and the athletic programs are pretty young.
Yeah, Angelique, I will say Brian made an interesting point just now. Mm-hmm. Most schools your size don't have all these resources.
Correct.
Most schools your size with all these resources usually charge a lot of money.
Yes.
But it's a pretty good deal to go to Legacy Academy. Talk to us about that.
It is. So we're able to provide the level of education all around, including athletics, that we are because the church supports the school as well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to. You know, part of Pastor Steve's heart, he just has a great heart for the community. And part of that is offering a top-notch Christian education at as an affordable rate as possible. So our tuition, depending on the age group, is anywhere from $6,950 to $7,900 per year. So that is absolutely one of the lowest private school tuitions in town, if not maybe the lowest.
Now, do you have some ways that people might pay that monthly, those kind of things?
Mm-hmm. We have different plans, a couple of different plans that people can choose. They can pay a 12-month plan, a 10-month plan. They can also pay everything up front and get a discount for paying it all up front. Mm. So there's different.
Yeah, there's different ways. And I don't know if this matters, but recently interviewed the marketing director for the education plan with the state of New Mexico. They have a 529 plan. And I didn't know this, but if you contribute to a 529 plan, you can use it to pay tuition for private schools, like we're talking about. I thought it was just for college, but it's not.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things, and it's worth looking into it if you're listening now.
Yeah, it is. We also have, you know, we have discounts if you have more than one child. We have other discounts, like I think for first responders. We have, you know, there are some outside organizations that we've partnered with that there are possibilities for partial scholarships. So there are lots of ways to aid in that.
Hey, we have about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you about safety at the schools. So many incidents happening around the country. How safe is Legacy Academy and your campuses?
It's very safe. Both of our campuses are gated, and both of our campuses have armed security. So we also have fobbed entry. Every entry is locked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have really, I think, one of the most secure facilities for school that I know of.
I love it. Angelique and Brian, thank you for joining us today. Go to legacyacademynm.com for more information or call 505-831-0135. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.